You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. All of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. Go out to our website www.whenchristianspeak.com and click on our donation page.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth and relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
So I want you to touch yourself. Y'all say this with me. Because you love me, I am free of all guilt, shame, and condemnation. Keep going. In Jesus' name, amen. So when guilt and shame and condemnation come up, you got to tell it to shut up. The mind has to stop to hear what the mouth has to say. Don't think it, say it. Because once you say it, it sends your spirit a directive to say, you just gave me something I'm supposed to be doing. Okay? Use the tools to your advantage. If we got tools, use them to your advantage. You know, it's a different when you're trying to cut a tree down and then, you know, you got an axe and then you get a chainsaw. Right, Tim? It's a different boy. I mean, you know, you're kind of cool with your chainsaw. Like, yeah. You know, that axe, you know, you got to hit that tree about 20 times and you look around after about five and see whether anybody looking. You know, you hit that sucker, you start sweating. You try to be cool, take your jacket off. You're hoping your wife not looking or your friend. You know, are you still cutting down that tree? See, he gives us the chainsaw to cut up situations and circumstances that come before us. But no, we still want to use the axe when he gives us the best tool. And the tool is called the Holy Spirit. He shows us, tells us, this is your situation. These are the adjustments you're getting to make. Guys, I'm telling you, we on a winning team. See, the thing about the winning team is like, they don't win and lose. They just win all the time. You can't find something that his name is not above. See, you just got to find out what you got and use it. Don't think about praying, pray. Don't think about speaking, speak. Don't think about fighting, win. You understand what I'm saying? We in the times, man. We in the times. I wanted to get to the point where people look at you and they say, wait a minute, what's with you? How did you know what to do? How come it appears like everything goes your way? Man, you got to live your life. You got to live your life in such a way that people asked about you. Get out the box. But I got a plan for y'all. We're going to get out of the box. I'm going to give you techniques. Remember I promised y'all that? See, I got to go over stuff first so you can identify with where you are. You understand? It's not helpful when you teach somebody something and they can't see where they are. Everybody see where they are? In the box? But I got a test for you first. Because remember on Thursday night we talked about this. What does this scripture say to you? Let's read this together. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 in the Amplified. For the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine and accurate instructions that challenges them with God's truth. But what they're going to do? But wanting to have their ears tickled with something pleasing, they will emulate for themselves many teachers, one after another, chosen. To do what? To satisfy their own desires and to support the errors they hold. So what does that mean to you? Oh, let's keep going. And will turn their ears away from the truth and will wander off into myths and man-made frictions and will accept the unacceptable. Oh, that's my line, the next one. That's my line right there. Now, I ain't trying to jump in the Bible. I just had to happen. Okay? So can y'all read that one? In what areas do we have itching ears? I want people to be honest. Y'all understand what itching ears are, right? I don't want to hear the truth about that. I want to stay my way with that. You know, instead of, the Bible says, can we talk about what the Bible says? It says, pray for those, can anybody finish that? That despitefully use you. Now, you using me and I'm going to pray for you? Who said, oh, back in there? Go ahead, raise your hand. Go ahead, sis. I know. You ain't the only one. At least you're honest with yours. He said, pray for it. But see, when you have itching ear, I ain't praying for them. Matter of fact, I'm a flat in the tie. What else y'all say about folk? To be honest with me now, is Bonetta here? I know she done flattened some people ties. Okay? She done took some of y'all with her. Okay? What else? What else? What else have we done that we know we shouldn't do? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Y'all send lists. I'm sorry. I'm talking to the wrong group. I got to get somebody else. But we want to hear. Mike, back here.
We prayed the wrong prayers for the people who've offended us.
Okay, what kind of prayer, Nicole?
We can get the vengefulness prayer quicker than we can get to the forgiveness prayer.
Okay, ooh. Honesty. What else? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Sometimes, even though we know we should, we don't pray for the people that annoy us or irritate us or that make us uncomfortable.
Okay, all right, okay. Because what we want to happen to them, Will?
We wouldn't want them to get ahead in life.
Okay.
I'll be honest.
Okay.
I want them to stay right where they are and not get ahead of us.
Okay, get ahead.
Get ahead of me.
Okay, all right. That's not what this person up front grunted about. But anyway, what else? Do y'all even look for a scripture that you can pray to help somebody else out? Okay, all right, okay. But just be aware that in the last days, okay? Yes, ma'am.
Unfortunately, In the past.
In the past. Okay.
I have one of them struck and down and in a way that I can see it.
Okay, okay. So you want to see them go down.
I want to see them go down.
Okay, all right. Okay. Y'all think she's going to call ambulance? Oh, my cell phone not working. The battery go. Who else? Was that another hand? Good. So y'all haven't answered my question. What does the scripture say to you? Can I share something while y'all thinking? Now y'all watch the degree at which my head moves. This is how the enemy works. He says he has time. So when he comes after you with deception, he moves slow. Just to the point where you can't see him move. Y'all understand? So when Satan come after you, he's not going to come after you fast and hard. He's going to come after you slow and gradual. Because his mindset says, they got a little itching ear. I don't want to go too fast because they'll notice the error of their way. Let me go just slow enough where he can't see them change.
What you just said just makes me think about what it says, satisfying their own desires. Mm-hmm. The satisfying of your own desire is a gradual thing. It's mm-hmm. not like a... It's like you had nothing and then all of a sudden you have everything okay. and everything is going your way. You would notice mm-hmm. the change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Thank you. Therese?
So I have a girlfriend. She and her husband, they were heavily into the Word, mm-hmm. and which I was very impressed with how they knew how well they knew the Bible. They were teaching the church. And then they got to a point where they stopped going to church.
Okay.
And they said that they realized that there were other books in the Bible that were left out. Okay. So that they were reading, they had started reading those. Uh-huh. And, okay, so, and they were talking in a manner that wasn't, in my opinion, in mm-hmm. line with God's word. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And so when you had us do the snipping away, mm-hmm. that's who the Holy Spirit had me snip away.
There it is. Okay.
Because they're looking... They're seeking other things that really are not of God. Mm-hmm. And so God is going to turn you over to yourself.
That's right.
Pretty mm-hmm. much, if mm-hmm. that's what you want. Mm-hmm. And you strongly want to move to that direction away from him. Mm-hmm. Okay, here you go.
Yeah. Amen. Appreciate you sharing. The Bible, our Bible says that it's not good if you add to or take away from his word. And in y'all own time, y'all need to look that up because it makes it clear. And the end of the person is not going to be very well because you took away or added to his word. Now, I got a question for you. If we can barely read this Bible, how you think you're going to read some other word? You understand? I mean, you know, see, that's what I'm talking about, itching ears. The lie is, Mike, coming your way. The lie is God left something out. We're talking about a perfect God. A God that is more than enough. A God who made everything the way it is. But you mean tell me he left a book out? A couple books? See, that's itching ears. I got to have something up on you because I got to tell you what you missed. I haven't missed anything because I'm in him. Go ahead, babe.
One Sunday when I was teaching children's church, one of the students said, "Do you prefer the comfort of lies or the hard truth?" And that's what I think this scripture says, mm-hmm. right? So we're going to be searching for the comfort of lies, mm-hmm. or are we going to look and see the truth? Yeah. And so I think that is in alignment with this scripture.
Yeah, that's powerful. You say a child said that? Yeah. And the children shall... Why are the children leading us? I thought we were supposed to lead them. Because somewhere we might have gotten off course. A child shouldn't tell you, let's go to church this morning. Okay. Y'all don't want to talk, so I'm going to keep on going. But y'all understand, just be aware of that. And check this out. I've told you before, and I'll tell you again, I don't like pain. Because if I learn what I need to learn from the first time, it shouldn't be a second time. Some people like to go 5, 6, 7, 12, 15, But see, the Bible says, see, I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to quote the scripture now. See, I'm out the box. And y'all got to look it up for yourself. Did he say a modest, or did he say a crueler messenger is going to be sent? So if I can get what I need to get in the first time, then that means I don't have to wait for a crueler messenger. Because a crueler messenger, that means he's going to be more angry. He's going to be mad. He's going to put all his, take all his stuff off the way so that he can have total access to you. So see, stop thinking that God is hurting you. It's your actions that he has warned us about. I'm going to look at the exit sign. God is not, he said he loves us. But he loves us enough to allow us to make our decision about which way we want to go. So if disobedience brings a crueler messenger, that's on you. Because he warned us. We didn't get in debt because we didn't know debt was coming. He told us, don't mess with that credit card. He told us, pay your bills. Nah, you know, I'm going to get this next month. Next month come. Okay, so I'm not going to talk to y'all no more about it. So y'all know about a crueler messenger. Okay? All right, so let me go on. Amen? Any questions? Okay. Why get out of the box? See, what I learned about human behavior is, in order to get people to move, you got to show them the benefit. Say, show them the benefit. Why get out of the box? I'm going to tell you why. In Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 11. Now, I'm listening to see. Because most of the time when you bring up this scripture, somebody quote it out. Yeah, y'all ever hear somebody do y'all like it? And you're looking at them like, can I read it? But it says, let's go ahead and read it together. That way y'all okay. For I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for peace and well-being and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Now we're talking about, now I can't ask Sally about his plans. I got to ask him about his plans. I got to talk to God. I got to spend time with God to find out he's the one who knows the plans for me. He knows what thoughts he has for me. Holy Spirit, what do you think about this? What's your thoughts on this? Notice what I'm doing with my hands. He's not just going to tell me about that one thing. He's going to tell me about many things. Things that are coming, things to avoid. But you got to ask him. Plans for peace. Oh, God, he broke my car down. Is that peace? He made my child run away. Is that peace? And well-being. Not just feeling better, but well-being. Not for disaster. Anything bad is not God. So y'all say it. Anything bad is not God. To give you a future. Oh, that means he planned for us to be here? And a hope. So while we're in the future, we're also hoping. Our God can do multiple things at one time. But guys, if I'm supposed to have a future, then that means I need to live like I plan on being here. I need to take care of my body. You need to take care of your mind. You need, okay, y'all ready for this? Y'all need to learn how to say no. Let's practice it. On two, I want you to say no. Sharon, I hear you. I want you to be the loudest. Yeah, okay? One, two, no. How I feel? Did it feel funny? Practice it. And see, okay, quoting scripture again. And when you say no, let your no be no and your yes, yes. Otherwise, sin is coming out of your mouth. Because you know we're going to lie. If you just say no, you're good. No, but, you know, Sally, you know, she has a dance recital. Sally not even in dance. But if you just say no, it's done. And if they say why, you just repeat. No. But this time you go a little lower. See, Sharon said it. Go ahead, Sharon. I hear you. Sharon practicing in advance. So I'm just telling y'all, don't answer nothing after church.
Okay? All right, so the reason why we want to get out of the box, because we want to fulfill our destiny, God-given destiny. And then check this out, by keeping step with God. See, you can't fulfill your destiny unless you keep in step with him. If he goes right, you go right. Don't ask him why you got to go right. Just go right. Because he don't make mistakes. And it goes on to say, Isaiah 43, verse 18 through 19a. Do not remember, now let's read this one together. Do not remember the former things or ponder the things of the past. Listen carefully. I am about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. I think we did a teaching on now, didn't we? Yeah. Now. So when is it going to spring forth?
Now.
But I'm so busy looking at the past that I can't see the now. When God's going to move, he already moved, but you were busy in the past. Matter of fact, you know more about the past than you do about the future. Because when he's trying to tell us about the future, we keep telling him about the past. And which do we talk the most about? Guys, I'm telling you, man, he is our all in all. He is the final say. Let me update that to 2023. He is the only say. If I find out what he says, I'm gonna say that. See, the itching ears is gonna start telling you stuff like, "Well, you've been serving God for all these years. Look at where you are. Where am I? It's based off the decisions I made, not the ones he told me to make." See, we got to put blame in its proper place. Yes. Yes. Amen. I get some grunts. I receive them. Thank you. Thank you. All right, so let's talk about getting done. Will you be aware of it? Listen carefully. I'm about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. My question to you is, will you be aware of the new thing? Yes. You will? Yes. How will you know? What you feeling on the inside? What would it sound or feel like, Nicole?
It will not look like anything I've ever seen right before.
There it is right there. There it is right there. But how many of us get opportunities of things we've never seen before when we say no to them? Okay, I think y'all got that one. yes, ma'am.
Yes, I think it would feel me like it might be feel a little bit uncomfortable because I'm not used to it and I want to like stay in my comfort zone.
Okay. Yeah. I appreciate the honesty. Because, you know, remember, the mind's job is to make sure you stay alive. And then the second job is to make sure that when uncomfort comes towards you, it wants to keep you comfortable. But the uncomfortable is God's doing. Why is that? Because he knows we have to rely on him to get it done. So if we knew what we knew, then it's like, okay. But he's going to bring something your way that you have to depend on him as to what to do, how to do it, when to do it. I stand over there. I hit my hands together. And that's my way of saying, I'm here ready to serve. Then while worship is going on, I say, Holy Spirit, this is your service. What do you want to do? He's going to tell me something special, and I got to rely on him. But the thing about relying on him is that he's just, see, I, if you get anything today, get this. If I do what he says, he's responsible for the results. If I do what I say, I'm responsible for the results. So that's why I want his plan. Because, see, he's going to work past what I work. He goes home with people. He wakes up with people. And he's telling them. This is the best plan. Hey, this is what's supposed to happen. But no, Lord, it took too long. Pastor said it yesterday. We agreed on it, and it hadn't showed up yet. It showed up, but see, you didn't know about the new thing. You still looking for the old stuff. How many times have we dug up on stuff that we needed to give away anyway? I see you will. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Yeah. You buy something new, you get some new shoes. Or new stuff. And you go back in there and you start digging. It's like, well, what about this? Saturday. Yeah, it was Saturday, Friday. I bought some loafers, some suede loafers. And the reason why I bought suede loafers is because the other loafers, I spilled some grease on it. You know, just a little sprinkle. So I walked up to my wife. I said, "Sweetie, so do you think I ought to throw these away?" She said, "Don't you have some new loafers?" See, I'm not going to give anything damaged to somebody else because I wouldn't want someone to give me damaged stuff. Give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, what God calls men, that's people, to give into your bosom. Amen? All right, I'm preaching. Go ahead. Somebody hit the hand up. Go ahead. What you got, brother?
Yeah, so I think a big challenge for me is fear of the unknown, and a light bulb went off in my head.
Okay.
Or was reminded of, and I think I'm a fear of the unknown because I can't control it.
Okay, gotcha.
And
gotcha.
So... Okay. I'll give you an example. Last week, you know, we had some car work done, and, you know, we thought it was going to be one price. And he said, "Well, if this happens, then it'll be another $2,000 or whatever." I'm like,
"Okay.
Oh, help me, Jesus."
Okay.
But so then I prayed about it, and it was 50% less than I thought it was
going to
be. So that was good.
Okay.
But
okay.
I think sometimes fear of the unknown, when something happens, I'm like surprised by it. So I need to rest in it.
Gotcha. Okay.
I need to replace that thought and rest in it. Mm-hmm. That he's got it.
You got it.
But I was like, wow, this is great. I'm surprised by it.
Okay.
But, you know, awesome. I need to get past that. And
okay.
I think fear of the unknown in the control segment is something that he's going to take care of if we do the new thing.
Okay.
If I do
okay.
the new thing.
Right? Okay. I appreciate your honesty. But you're going to have to talk it out, Will. You're gonna have to, when you feel fear come, you're going to have to talk, replace the thought with a word that you're getting from him. I mean, this is real, guys. Don't just think the negative thought is going to go away. You got to replace it. I might get to that today because that's one of the steps about getting out of the box. Recurring thoughts. Are we satisfied with our walk with Christ? I'm asking y'all. Okay. All right, I thank you for two in the very back. If we're not satisfied, let's talk to him about it. And see, you can ask him, Holy Spirit, how do I reignite the relationship with the Godhead? Because see, what he might tell us is different than what we think. We think we got to pray 500 times a day. He might just say, just talk to me. Y'all know you don't talk to the Holy Spirit, right? You don't say, in the name of Jesus, you just talk to the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Steps to getting out of the box. This is what Nicole was waiting on. I got you, Nicole. I got you set. Right. Amen. All right, but y'all ready for this answer? If we stay here, we die. You either change or you die. Now, what? Mind my own business. Holy Spirit told me, he said, Paul, sometimes you ain't got to show the whole scripture. Let them look it up. Ooh. You think that's a God idea or a Paul idea? Okay, all right. So let me tell you this story, and then y'all going to look it up, you know, sometime during the day or tomorrow when y'all spending time with God. This is 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3 through 20. And you got four men that are leopards. And, Their country, Israel, is going through some stuff. They're going through a famine. These guys are sitting outside of the gate because they're saying to themselves, why go in the gate? Don't have no food out the gate and don't have any food in the gate. So they're talking to themselves. And what would you be talking about if there was a famine? Would you be talking about Burger King? What would you be talking about?
What place
we going to go? Huh? What plants can we plant?
Yeah.
But we're hungry. We have a meeting in a couple days. What else you think they're talking about? You think they're looking at each other?
Yeah.
Like that leg, that arm look good? Yeah, I'm talking about, man, hey, you ain't never been hungry. Like that?
Yeah.
Was that plane that crashed and they ate each other?
Yeah.
See, y'all acting like y'all never seen a movie. But you have, okay? And so, you know, they're talking among themselves, and they say, well, I tell you what. One of the guys got a moment. And he said, well, if we stay right here, we know we're going to die. But let's go over to the Sumerians. Let's go. It's S-R-Y-A-N, something like that. Syria. That's it right there. Thanks. See, I talked my way through it. See, I listened to what he told me. He said, talk your way through it. Okay? But he ain't saying the name of Jesus. He just said, talk your way through it. So anyway, so one of the dudes said, let's go over to Syria. And the other guy says, because it was four of them, the other guy said, but they're going to kill us. But the guy who came up with the idea, he said, well, if they kill us, at least we tried. And so the other two guys said, okay, well, I think that's a good idea. Win or lose, but maybe we'll get a bite or something, get a vegetable or something. So they went on over there. But see, I'm talking about either you stay here where you are and die, or you go where God tells us and live. Now check this out. So how many guys are say? So four guys on the way to Syria. And while they're going, see, this is what faith is. Until you walk in faith, you don't know what's possible. So now while they are walking, God allows Syria to hear those four steps as chariots. So now the enemy that they're going to runs. Because God makes their footsteps so loud that they can't determine how many people are coming to fight them. So now God makes your footsteps so loud that doors are open before you. But because we didn't step out and do what he told us, we won't know what was already open to us. That boss that didn't like you, that you applied for a job, he made them leave. But you won't know until you get there.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.